Recording?
We are recording.
Are we in it?
I think we're in it. I think we're going.
Okay.
It's Kyle, Allison, and Matt.
I'm the Allison part.
Back in a podcast.
Hello.
Yeah, so we're doing Patreon stuff.
Matt, I have to ask.
Yep.
How's the weather?
It's incredibly hot.
Oh.
Yeah.
What a bummer. Every time we ever say your name, people are like, oh my god.
Matt. Oh, yeah. Weather report. I forgot I used to be a weatherman.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Those were the best days of my life, actually.
They really were. COVID. Miss it.
I know. Looking back, I'm like, man, I really wasted my time being miserable.
All the best parts stand out a lot from those times.
It's crazy how we immediately kicked into like building a community.
Yeah.
Because we just needed it desperately. And then everyone had a parasocial relationship with Matt, including us. It was an incredible time.
I'd love to go back to something like that.
Do you ever go back and watch the compilations of you, Matt?
Yeah, I've seen those.
Oh, they're incredible.
They are.
They're so good.
Backdoor does an amazing job.
The outdoor gym that you built that one time.
I don't remember that one.
Exceptional.
Yeah,
you don't with the bucket of rocks?
Right.
Oh, yeah. COVID was so weird.
It's a great era. And that time we checked in and you were just on the roof.
Oh, that was that was amazing. That was the highlight of every day.
I was basically trying to create a highlight reel with everything that I did.
It's exceptional work.
You succeeded. That was incredible.
There was one with a guitar. Were you fighting the guitar? You had some. You had some beef with some.
My
things.
Favorite
Squirrels?
Was the playing catch with your dad simulator.
Oh, that was
that was fun.
That's exceptional.
That's why I can never be a streamer, because I would feel too much pressure to do a new bit every day, and then I would 2 weeks I'd be done.
Yeah, you did seem to kind of burn yourself out on ideas.
I get that.
You always delivered though.
I tried.
You did.
Yeah, it was great.
There's the one that we came in, and you were just like passed out in the driveway. Because we hadn't streamed the day before.
Oh, yeah, so I was waiting
so
a full 24
was that you
hours.
We never called. Aw, such good times.
I had nothing to do but think of bits. That was all.
Yeah, bring me back to those days.
Well, now we're all in New York. It's kind of crazy. Like, the other day, me and Allison were talking, and I was like, oh, yeah, Matt's going to come over. And then I heard myself, and I was like, Matt's going to come over? What is happening?
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
It
Kyle
is
was just like, Matt's in New York. Like, we're in New York and Matt's in New York. And I know that for some reason that sounds normal, except that we're on the other side of the country together for some reason at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does it feel like we're all refugees to everybody else here?
It definitely
does.
Does
it have that vibe for anyone else?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
I am literally homeless, so it does feel like that.
That's true. Matt's in a bus.
Man, Matt, I swear, you could be living just the best life up here. Like, I know you don't believe me, but over in Saratoga, I'm so sick of seeing buses that aren't yours. Maybe that's the right way to put it. I'm so sick of seeing all these people camping out, living the good life next to everything because it's exceptionally convenient and also beautiful. And I'm like, man, it's shitty that Matt's not here to know how great it is.
I'm excited to see. I want to check it out.
Yeah.
You like it. And you just went camping, right? Like, around this area?
Not that area specifically, but yeah, I mean, it was an RV park, so it had all of the amenities, plug in and get water and stuff.
Cool.
What'd you guys do?
It was just a little 4th of July last minute vacation, so they had a pond, we swam and canoed and just enjoyed, after living just on the grace of solar power and having to like leave the bus if it was a cloudy day and it being too hot in there, just getting to plug in and have unlimited power felt amazing.
That's pretty
which
nice.
Is like
is cool.
Why I'm doing this, because like comfort sucks, because then you don't appreciate anything. So that's why I built myself an incredibly uncomfortable life, so that if I have just like steady electricity, I'm like, oh, I'm a king right now.
I think you'd like being a monk.
Maybe, but they never experience pleasure.
That's
not up and down.
An
it's
uncle.
Only you say an uncle?
I feel like this is really strong uncle energy.
Yeah, uncles do tend to be in RVs most of the time.
Yeah, they live in buses and their philosophy is comfort is bad. Mm-hmm. I don't know, that just feels true to me. Like the good uncles, you know?
Right.
Yeah?
I can allow for this.
Yeah, I'll be the fun uncle.
That's how I'm hearing it.
Yeah. Anyway, what's up?
Man, what is up? Well, I quit. So I was working at Target, and then I left that Mm-hmm. Kind of for the same reason. I think I was just like, well, I got used to this now, and I hate it.
Yeah. That's our curse.
Kind of, yeah. Like, it was technically stable, but it was just lame. Like, it wasn't stable enough. They weren't giving me a full 40 hours. They refused. They wouldn't give me good the hours that I wanted. It was customer service, so it sucked for all of those reasons. And at some point, I was like, I could just do the same hours at home and make as much money on YouTube, because they're not actually paying me enough to, like, overcome that. So I'm back here now, and on day three of my work from home job with a new schedule on the wall, and this is the podcast we're doing for Patreon.
I think you're meant to create. Like, I think it's what you're supposed to be doing. I also think you and Matt are coworker soulmates.
I agree.
And it's been the slowest burn of all time, if I'm being honest. And the on and off again is killing me. But one day, I'm doing everything I can. I know the audience feels it too. So, but one day, you guys will be united and you will make incredible content.
I think the three of us make a great team, actually.
Yeah
I'm just the
dynamic.
I'm the You guys remember morning radio?
Yeah.
And there was that one person that said something sometimes.
No, I think that's the perfect example. It's like me and Matt are the straight man, wacky guy talk show duo, and then you're the producer off screen who we refer to by name, but you only talk occasionally.
Yeah, they always have a stupid name, like Doobie or whatever.
Yeah,
that's true. There's like, we got to come up with a nickname for you.
Lunchbox, that's right, yeah. They've got some producer name.
Ricky Gervais, Stephen Merchant, and Carl Pilkington also.
Am I the Carl Pilkington?
You are. In this,
oh, incredible. God, what I wouldn't give to be...
Which is great, because you know what they did after a while? They started a podcast where they made Carl Pilkington say dumb shit, which I think is what we're going to do.
Oh, it's going to be about me?
Yeah.
I do love attention
and
stupidity.
We're going to bring up history
stuff,
and we're going to talk about...
I love the history idea.
It could just basically be getting ahead of ourselves, this podcast. It needs to survive in some capacity, so why not this?
I actually, Matt, made a recent connection with a person who I... So I moved to New York to run away from all my problems, obviously, mm-hmm. and all the terrible things I've done to people in the past. But there's one person in particular who I really just yo-yoed around, like just ruined, just was the worst of the worst. And they were not blameless. They did throw me in their closet once their mom came home and found out I was there. Very awkward situation. But just bad juju all around. Every time we've reconnected, it's been like a collision rather than like a connection. And we reconnected because I don't know, there's something wrong with me. And I was telling them, this is all a long tangent, I was telling them though that one of the things I've been working on is actively attempting to be dumber. Like truly, truly not trying to know everything and allowing myself to be like stupid.
Yeah.
Like really enjoying not having to know everything to the fullest extent.
I think that's good.
They didn't seem to understand that, but I liked hearing it come out of my mouth. I have been working on being a bit dumber, and it has made me happier. I promise it.
So you've succeeded.
Oh yeah. Wow. I'm stupid. I'm the stupidest I've ever been.
Oh yeah, I've been trying, but I can't figure it out.
Inspirational, honestly.
Yeah, I barely know how to speak words. Like the ones I want to speak, I often do not have the words anymore. I find people know things more than I do about like general stuff.
Yeah.
It's
and you can just kind of let it slide. I mean, yours was always very competitive.
Yeah, it was. I always felt like I needed to be smart because if I wasn't, some boy would be like, "See,
right.
I told you, she's just a girl," kind of energy.
Right.
But
I think Matt's version is probably more just like you would rather your brain not work as well so you didn't have to comprehend terrible things.
Yeah.
That's not happening as much, unfortunately. Unfortunately, like, the comprehension of bad still exists. I'm just dumber. Less good at math and social interactions and being able to speak the words I want to speak well.
Well, maybe that will kind of feed into it eventually because you won't understand things enough to put together that they are bad.
Perhaps it's also just the, like, forever chemical brain damage.
Yeah, I was going to say it's the microplastics.
Any of the work. Yeah, maybe it was not me at all.
They're true. Maybe they're a blessing. Who knows?
Yeah, hopefully.
Maybe we'll all be thankful for them.
Having the thought that it could have been microplastics is exactly the opposite thought I want to be having, though. God, that's just reminded that's me, a though, smart thought.
On a completely, like, going the opposite direction of this, it... Oh, I just saw a thing Allison showed me today with somebody showing off how to use an abacus.
Oh.
Have you ever seen people use an abacus?
I don't know. I know what one is. I don't know if I've ever seen one in motion.
I didn't know what it was either. It was always like a joke of like, ah, caveman calculator, you know, like it was this like,
this it's literal
old
nonsense
thing people
to me.
Used to use before they invented computers for doing math faster or whatever. They are so much better than anything we have invented since then. The speed people can, like, once you know how to do it, I want to learn how to use
because people
showed off how to do math using the abacus.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
I feel the need to interrupt and preface this with that the video we saw was a girl who showed on screen a bunch of numbers, like 32, 85, 97, 12, 15, like seven
equations.
Numbers in a row. Yeah, she was adding them or multiplying them.
Yeah, or yeah.
Yeah, so she was doing all this, and she did it in seconds. Like, it showed, like, number, and then she just literally typed in the answer. And then what she did was, and I do this by using this, and she pulls out an abacus. And then as nonsensically as the last thing she did, she just starts flicking all the little beads around. And for some reason, Kyle looked at this and was like, oh my God, that makes perfect sense.
I didn't get like the language that was happening, but the fact that it worked that fast, and then at a certain point, once you know how it works, once the muscle memory is down, you don't need it. You just do it in your brain because it's physical memory, and human brains are better at like remembering physical three-dimensional space and objects. I don't know exactly what it is, but in concept, something about moving the beads around like displays the number.
I don't understand.
I know vaguely how abacuses work in concept, and it feels very rudimentary because you're sliding beads around on sticks.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something about there's a certain number of beads per post, and because math works consistently the way that it does, if you move them in a certain, it's just a way. It's like counting on your fingers times 1,000. Like it's just able to. There's something about the physical representation of numbers on that thing that lets you use it to add, subtract, multiply, do these different things to it, and have the number come out accurately. And once you know how to use it, I just learned today from watching someone do it, you can just accurately do math equations like in seconds without even having to have one, because you can just have it in your head.
You just visualize the thing.
Yeah, like the video clip was showing like a people doing it, like just doing the motion with their hand in the air. Like they were just like seeing what they were doing, and were able to just like spit out these equations. And that means people were just doing that for like hundreds, thousands of years.
Yeah.
And then we invented calculators. Why did we do that?
Yeah.
It was working. It was better. We were smarter.
Capitalism.
What have we done?
Yeah, I wonder if like this moment that we're in, this like 30-year period of computers and technology getting better, because it's my entire life has been like technology is everything. It's getting better every day, and it will continue to get better. But it's like a blink in the timeline of human civilization. I wonder if it will just swing back as we realize that touchscreens suck. They feel bad to use, and like actually,
I think
physical learning is superior and always has been.
Yeah,
I think we peaked at telephones. I think that's as far as
and
we
telephones
needed to go.
Are worse now.
I agree.
Landlines were
yeah.
Instant.
No, I just
now you have to wait
yeah, no.
3 seconds to hear whatever the hell someone's saying. Whoa,
that's
whoa
exactly.
Whoa,
yeah.
Whoa, that's getting boomery in here.
That's the other problem, is you actively have to fight the intelligence that comes with age. Mm-hmm. Dumb it down. Slow it down. Get that Gen Z brain rot going.
You are right, though, that like all of the stuff we grew up with is the anomaly. Like we've had to, we also had a realization recently where like Allison and I have struggled with the fact with like the idea of like being not being successful. Like our parents, you know, set us up to like go to college, get all this money, like be the next step in the chain toward like, I guess, sustained generational wealth or something. And so we just feel like we've very much dropped the ball on that. But at some point I was thinking back on it and I was like, well, no, but that's not us. Well, we were having a conversation about how wealth doesn't change most of the time, right? Like, this is a statistically known concept where, like, if your family has been rich, it stays rich. If it's been poor, it stays poor. It's very, very unusual
it's like 70%.
For that to change and stick. Like, that doesn't happen very much.
I think the number is, like, 70 to 75% of people stay in their wealth class, maybe even higher.
Like, right. Well, not just people, but, like lineages.
That makes sense.
Like, it doesn't tend to veer out of its own thing. And so we were like, so Allison was like, well, we've ruined our family's wealth class. And then I was like, no, we haven't, though, because you and I both came, like, my ancestors, I have very detailed accounts of my ancestors because my parents found, like, letters they sent to each other. And they were, like radish farmers in Colorado or something. Like, and then Colorado. Came from Russia. I've had a working class family my entire life. My parents were the anomaly. Mm-hmm. They came out, increased their personal wealth through, like, a ton of work, and then I simply couldn't keep that up. That's all that happened.
Of course you couldn't. It's not the 80s.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And you were in the same situation. Anyway, all that to say, like, on a larger scale,
In our wealth class.
I was going to say, like, on a larger societal scale, this change, this technology boom we're in, is nothing.
Yeah.
Like, and probably won't be able to stick around because it requires too much, like, it requires pushing down on the gas constantly to make it work.
You don't think we'll be able to keep that up?
The human race? No.
Like, do you think technology's going to tank?
That has to happen is a supply chain has to be disrupted. Like, I read a book recently called The Toaster Project that I highly recommend.
See,
it's
Kyle
hard to find.
Is attempting to get smarter.
I'm not
recommend.
I just happen.
Look
just,
at you.
It funnels through
listen,
me. I can't
listen to
stop
how
it.
You're talking.
I can't stop me. The Toaster Project was some guy in England for his grad project. He decided to build a toaster from scratch. That was, like, his experiment.
Oh, well, I've heard this. You've told me this before.
Mm-hmm. I think I probably mentioned it. Like, so he went into, like, mining the ores kind of stuff, you know, to make a toaster. And he found out he could not. There was no way to do that. It was basically impossible.
Well, somebody's doing it.
And no, they're not. It's the sustained effort of, like, decades of work that has now put a process into place that we can't reverse engineer. Like, we can't no one could go back and recreate that same process from scratch now. Which means if any part of that got disrupted, like, we're just screwed. There's a huge separation between the stuff we use and we buy for $5 and, like, where it comes from at this point, in a way that there wasn't before, because you could build an abacus by hand with clay and wood and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we couldn't build a calculator.
Mm-hmm.
That would
right.
be impossible.
Right. Well, we don't need them.
Right. Anyway, point being, I agree that that was a lot. Sorry.
Yeah, a little resentful. I feel like you were teaching me things, and we've talked about this, Kyle. Reel it in. Some of us are trying to be stupid.
I agree with Matt. This is a weird. We're in a weird era that I don't think will actually, like.
I hate thinking about the future in terms of society. I recommend not. Have either of you attempted
to
do?
I guess it makes me feel better because it doesn't feel like the collapse of the world. It feels like a return to normalcy.
You know what's funny? When I told my mom that she was the standout in terms of, like, our generational class, like, because her parents were really poor and my dad's parents were really poor and their parents were really poor, and also we're all immigrants. Like, my entire family is just straight from Italy, or mostly Italy.
Yeah.
She didn't like when I said that. Believe it or not, she was not vibing with the idea that she's actually the shining star amongst the lineage, and that I'm imagine closer that. To the my everyone else in my family than her. She doesn't like the idea that maybe the 80s helped her a little more than she thinks they did.
Yeah.
Crazy that she did not respond well. What an absolute surprise.
Yeah.
I told Thomas, though. He seemed to get it.
Oh, speaking of Thomas, this is apropos of nothing. I saw the Bike Riders today with Tom Hardy and that hot boy. I forgot his name. But there's a character in that movie named Cockroach. And he is Thomas's twin. And before...
Like, no way.
He's not as cute as Thomas. So don't, you know, be...
Like, physically?
It's not an insult. But yeah, like, physically, they are twins. So I would encourage.
I'm wondering if I know this actor.
I don't know this movie at all.
Yeah, what's the movie?
I've never seen him before. It's called The Bike Riders. It gets my seal of approval.
You can hear us all tick-tacking as we I typed in cockroach bike riders and as...
yeah, that did not work.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of cockroaches on bicycles.
AI has ruined the internet.
No, it's actually just a bunch of cockroaches on bicycles, which is... This one's for sale on Etsy.
Oh, his name is Emery Cohen, and it's not going to give you a nice idea if you just Google his face. But in this movie, they dyed his hair black and gave him sideburns.
Okay.
So if I type in Emery Cohen...
Actually, don't, because it's... Cause, yeah, maybe.
I see what's that guy. I got a side profile
before
of him.
Before
I
look,
see
Matt,
it.
Though, I need to know if you are the type of person that bases this off of facial features... Or if you are a facial recognition based off of expressions.
No, it's definitely features.
Okay.
But none of these pictures look like it. Maybe this one.
Right. Much like a Tyrannosaurus Rex, my facial recognition is based on movement.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, I kind of see one. The over-the-shoulder photo.
Yeah, I was about to send you the over-the-shoulder.
Actually totally giving Thomas. Look,
yeah, there's some
right
like...
Here. This is very uninteresting for the people listening.
Yeah. Well, the whole podcast is very uninteresting.
Little chunky Thomas.
Yeah, chunkier Thomas.
Chunky Thomas. No, but I totally see it there, actually.
We're working on... Thomas is very slowly moving up this way also.
Yeah. He's just got like a family and shit.
He and Kate are selling the house. They're going to try to sell the house at the end of this year.
Oh, nice.
They're currently working on
moving
stuff out of
it. This is very interesting for you, Matt. I know you and Thomas are besties.
It is interesting.
It is. It is kind of fascinating. Kyle has a gravitational pull of sorts.
I guess so.
Yeah. Well, we always
or do. Really good timing.
I came up here for my girlfriend, but you know, if my boyfriend's up here too, then I'm not complaining.
You can say you did.
You
and
Reed
and
both
I believe
have different
you.
Reasons for coming up here, but I was here first, and then you guys showed up within the year. So
that's true. We are, you know, hey.
I just think you can have different types of soulmates. You know.
That's true.
Sometimes you just find yourself in the same person's like gravity over and over again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just part of the. And I think that Matt and I kind of address similar things for you in terms of what you're looking for in like friendships and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think you also just psychically pull us towards you as well. Well, and
sense.
Actually, and Matt and Reed. The other part of Matt that's not like Reed is like me, and the other part of Matt that's not
true.
Like me is
the
like
Reed.
The
gradient goes you, Matt, Reed.
Yeah. Well, how does that make you feel,
Who's
Matt?
Who's in the middle?
You.
You.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Reed and I are both Aquariuses, actually.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Slap two Aquariuses together, you get a mentally ill Matt. Taurus. This is
that
Matt.
That checked out.
I love this math. This is great math.
Yeah. If astrology isn't real, why are all Leos blonde?
Good point.
Oh, wait. Kristen has a twin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, is Kristen
probably
naturally
a Leo.
Blonde or does
no,
she die?
And it's not even blonde.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's blonde. It doesn't matter. It's blonde energy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Blonde in the heart.
Well, she clearly corrected it.
Yeah, right. She knew exactly what she was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She thinks
I'd love
to
actually be fascinated how similar she and...
What'd you say?
I'd be fascinated how similar she and her sister are.
I think they're the same because they're like twins.
No, they're the same physically. They're pretty different personality-wise.
Really?
Other than the fact that they're best friends, and so they have like a, you know, the best friend rapport. Where
yeah.
They talk the same and say the same cute phrases and stuff, but...
I think that's also twins.
Yeah.
Twins tend to like say the same thing at the same time. Even Thomas and I can do it sometimes. If we're really
true.
If we have like a sibling superpower kind of thing.
You guys are pretty
can...
close to being twins without being twins.
Yeah, Thomas is the only person we used to party together and stuff. We have for a very short period of time we were in each other's friend circles very like strongly because we worked together. We were both in the service industry together. And nothing brings people together like waiting tables. On a Friday night and then having to get up and do it again on a Saturday night, but then getting drunk between those times at like midnight because you just worked the whole anyway. So we were in the same circle of like waiting and also in the same like his friends were my friends and my friends were dating his friends kind of thing. And we got really good at that like telepathic communication, like the you know, are you miserable because I'm miserable, we should leave, but yeah, okay. said with no words from a distance kind of thing. Or like, this chick is really into you, I would be like, you know, give him the expression like, hey, this girl is actually hitting on you, to which he'd be like, nah. And I'd be like, no, she is definitely hitting on you. And he's like, well, what am I supposed to do? And I'm like, I think you should go for it. Except no one said anything. This happened all the time. So, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he never did it back. He didn't care what I was doing. but still, it was a good time. I think we still have it. There's that one game where on the count of three, you all say the same word.
Yeah.
Right? And then, like, you have to minimize
Work
it, right?
Work your
way, like,
toward the same word, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I think we should do that right now.
Who?
All three of us? On the count of three, we should say a word.
Well,
and
Matt's
it should...
at a disadvantage. He's not even here.
He can hear us.
Yeah. I can feel it.
He's listening.
Yeah. All right.
All right, we're ready?
Okay,
so three, and then on the zero.
Okay.
We say the word.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Do the countdown.
Okay. Three... 2, 1,
nice.
Mountain.
Kyle and I were kind of close.
What did you say, cloud?
I said cloud.
Cloud, mountain, and knife. This is way harder with three words, though. Yeah. How do you square those?
No, we're not going to continue.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we're going to continue. I was just curious where everybody would land.
Yeah, all right.
Now I need to hear Matt and Kristen do it.
You got any more games we can play one round of?
We can do a second round. Okay, so we
have
to get
a game of Magic the Gathering.
All right, okay, so we can do a second round. We have to get to a... We're all trying to get to the same word.
Yeah.
So we have cloud, mountain, and knife.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Wait. Okay. I don't have anything. Okay, I have it.
Okay.
I have it.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Hiking.
Oh.
Okay. Ooh. We came in. We got closer.
Okay.
Not bad.
Hiking, backpack. You said peak?
I said peak.
Oh, Jesus.
Right, so Matt and I were on the same page.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. Interesting. Okay. This is our last chance.
Why?
All right, go ahead. You only get three rounds.
Okay.
You get three rounds to get to one. I mean, we could cheat. This is how the game goes. I don't make the rules.
It sounds like you made the rules.
No, this someone
else
made the rules.
So.
I'm just, don't shoot the messenger. Someone else's rules for a game that we shouldn't have started.
All right, 3, 2, 1,
camping.
Oh.
Did say flag?
I did.
You said flag?
Flag. Because, okay. Like, the hiker plants the flag on the peak of the mountain.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It does.
In the illustrations.
Well, I said a man. Matt said camping.
Well, we lost.
Yeah, I don't think we were not getting closer, actually, now that I think about it.
Matt, how's the city?
It's actually pretty great. Paradoxically, perhaps. Parking in the city is possibly easier than other places because no one's paying attention because you have anonymity in the chaos and, you know, everything's so busy and so full. There's so many people everywhere that no one's like, it's a lot of busybodies in the suburbs and just like, you know,
yeah,
people are paying attention. They just want to catch people that are breaking the rules. But
right
in the city, yeah. No one looks twice at you. There's stuff everywhere, parks everywhere. You know, municipal services, shops. So like,
that's awesome.
It's I thought it was going to be hard, but like now I'm dreading, you know, like when I come to visit y'all, I'm like, ugh, I'm not going to have my bodega where I can get my Chomped cheese.
Yeah. I don't think I don't think it'll be too much different up here. I think the only difference is similarly, no one cares, but it's because the people who are in RVs, everyone has an RV up here. This is the rich camping type. We're the travelers. We're full of only athletic people who like to live in their home 3 months out of the year, in Florida 3 months out of the year, and in their RV
right.
3 months out of the year.
We
like,
live in a place where no one's suspicious you're going to break the rules because no one's done it yet.
Yeah.
Like no one has given people cause for concern here.
Yeah.
It's very strange. There's all kinds of stuff that, like, you know, like rules and regulations get made because someone was like taking advantage of something at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like that just hasn't happened yet. So they haven't like put the safeguards in place.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I almost feel like you could just park around here and anybody who saw you would be like, well, he's probably supposed to be there. Like they just wouldn't. I just don't think they'd think twice about it.
Yeah. There were two like giant tour size buses just parked right outside of our apartments like, the other day. And I'm like,
tour
what?
Buses just hanging
no
out.
No one cared. I'm like, why? I cared actually just, a little bit. They're so big. Why are they
there's
here?
There's no way all these people are like going through proper channels and like signing contracts and shit to like, park their vans.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares because nobody's expecting you to do anything. Also, yeah. But you are right. It is not New York City. I don't want to pretend that it is. Sure. You're not going to have your little bodega.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think you'll like what we do have.
Yeah, yeah, I do cool think place. You'll like
I'm
it.
I'm excited to show you.
I'm curious.
Yeah, agreed.
And I will not say what the place is because we're on a podcast.
I was about to say exactly what the place was.
I mean, I feel like you could just, anyone who follows me on Instagram.
I might have said it at some point once. Yeah, well, make them dig for it.
All right.
I mean, they're already
on Patreon. You have to
follow
me on Instagram. You have to become my follower on Instagram to know. Teehee.
All right, I'm going to go and close this one out. Thanks for joining. There's going to be another one of
Wait,
these
really?
Next week. Yeah, only half hour on these.
Oh, are
we'll
we
do
recording
a, we'll do
another?
A second one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We'll do two every week, and that way it'll be harder to miss a week of releasing if we like don't get to it or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be putting one of these up every single week. Thanks for donating on Patreon. And keep doing that.
We're going to have to buy Matt a microphone.
We should probably buy Matt a microphone.
Ship him one of the ones we have.
The more people donate on Patreon, the better these podcasts will get because Matt will sound better.